I suppose Stillorgan is known as a place for alcoholics, which really isn't true. It's only a small part of the treatment in Stillorgan. We have many other different categories of people. We have a very active adolescent unit, people there from the ages of about 13 up to 17. We have got an Alzheimer's unit where people come in and they're assessed and that for Alzheimer's. We've got an area for schizophrenia where they come in and they're treated for schizophrenia. We've got also another area that look after people with depression and people who are maybe a little bit manic. But I suppose one of the problems I have, I've been in Stillorgan so long, and that's for me personally, what people say about the place is doesn't really make any difference, because I don't know people who have never been in Stillorgan, but one of the interesting things about it, if you come to visit Stillorgan or going to visit, you'd never think you were in a hospital. You'd think you were in a hotel. And I was director of the hospital for 10 years, and I did a big development there. And people used to say it's like a hotel. And I used to say back, no, why not? And they look at me. And I said, for people, when they're sick, they deserve the best conditions to be in. Clean, good food, nice environment. Because the function of a hospital is to create an environment where nature can heal. I used to say to people, we don't cure people here. Nature cures them. The environment cures them. That's what happens. So, in actual fact, for me, working in the area, I don't mind really what people say, because a lot of the things that they say would be their own attitude. But I like talking to people about the hospital and their attitude, because attitude is really fundamental to the whole treatment, how you see the patient, how you see the other person, like in terms of the practice of hospitality. Because in the practice of hospitality, everybody is a sacred person. And that's fundamental belief in the practice of hospitality. And I would hope that that would be our attitude in terms of caring for our people, that everybody would have that attitude of people being sacred.
Well, I suppose really in a lot of hospitals today, that's maybe what's missing and what we hear about that people don't get. So presumably a lot of what you're talking about is part of the ethos of the St. John of God Brothers.
That's right. But it's that's true. But the reality about us as Catholics, being Catholic is very important in terms of how we see ourselves, how we see the other person, how we see God, and how we see the world around us. Because being Catholic, we are baptized people. And that's a very commitment. Of baptism is a commitment. But we, as Catholics, we believe that everybody is created in the image and likeness of God and has an eternal destiny with God. That is a fundamental belief. But nowadays, probably it's not reflected on enough. And I think that in the future, us Catholics, we have to reflect on that, that the sacredness of life, the sacredness of people. And it's a tremendous attitude of mind to have, tremendous attitude of mind. And I've met people, I've met brothers, I've met staff who have that attitude of mind. It's called altruistic hospitality, beautiful state of mind. We had a brother from, he was from Glasgow actually, and he was up in our place. We have a place up in St. Mary's in Drumcar, very profoundly handicapped people there. But there was one man who he used to look after, and he got cancer when he was 80. And all through every day when he was being treated, he came down, and they used to drive him down in a car. He just get into a wheelchair and go in to feed this person. He had this relationship, he had this sense of God, sense of the sacredness of the person. And that's really what ultimately it's all about.
Now, in saying that, I presume that all, many of your patients in St. John of God's in Stillorgan are of all religions and possibly none.
That's true. That's true. But that doesn't take away from the dignity that they're entitled to. And we would not be out to change their religion or anything, but we would treat them with the utmost respect because that's what they are. They're entitled to respect because they are children of God, people of God. And so it's the respect and that we show to them is really fundamental. And that's one of the reasons why we have this Institute of Hospitality, is to get people to reflect and reflect on that, because that's fundamental.